Hello, everybody. Welcome to Crackers and Milk, which presents Dave's Den of Discourse. Thank you for joining me today. Today's Dave's Den of Discourse. Thank you. I'm so grateful to do this. I'm so grateful for you to be listening to it. I enjoy it. It's like I've said to you each and every time I've done this. I enjoy doing it. I want to keep doing it. I love it. So, yes, as a way to do things for the movie reviews is I want to talk about mine, my number one, my number two, and my number one. So today I'm going to talk about my number two, Lion King, of my favorite all-time Disney movies. And why I chose Lion King at number two and not number one or lower. So one of the reasons I chose Lion King at number two is one of the reasons that I always have said that it is one of the better Lion King movies or better Disney movies is the only thing. So we live by a dollar theater, you know, a true dollar theater where it costs a buck or it used to cost a dollar. And the only time I ever have seen the dollar theater full, only time, one movie theater, one movie, The Lion King. That's the only time I've ever seen it full, ever. One theater packed from back to front. Or front to back. Crazy. I've never seen any other dollar movie theater. So you got crappy seats. You got, you know, all that, what the dollar theaters do. It was full. That's the only time I've ever seen that in my life is Lion King. And I was like, wow, Lion King is the only one. So I always think, that's the best one. That, to me, is the best one because it brought out everybody and their dog to come and watch it, right? Another reason I like it, the music. That music for me is very important in a movie or important period in life to me because music sets a mood. You know what I mean? Like, so when I was growing up, I would listen to, or at a certain point, Eminem, the rapper, I would listen to him all the time, unedited for a while. Then after like around 21, 22, I started listening to his edited stuff and I listened to his stuff for so long. I liked it. I really did. And I think a lot of it because I was angry, frustrated, mad. Now it's really tough for me to listen to him. Like, I just struggle listening to Eminem. I just can't listen to him very much. Like, I'll maybe listen to him once in a while. And it's one of his slower songs where he doesn't have a mad voice. Because a lot of times he has a mad voice or an angry voice. And I just, it's like, well, I'm not angry anymore. I don't need to be angry anymore. I'm not as frustrated about circumstances in life anymore. So it's like, yeah, you know. So a lot of times I just listen to classical music. I listen to all this, you know, and that really helps me calm down, settle things down, that sort of thing. And so that's what the Lion King music does. Like, that's why I feel it's very important and it needs to be taken in consideration. It is one of the better soundtracks. It's just one of the better soundtracks. Does the movie, the plot, the story kind of go off Hamlet? Sure, yeah. But I think I was told that, and I've read Hamlet, or I've listened to Hamlet, I've watched Hamlet in other movies or in other shows, and yeah, sure, you know, but they do a good good job. I think one of the best villain songs is Scar's song. Be prepared. Like I've said in the Disney soundtrack one, I just think it's one of the better ones. And then the character voices. I did love Jonathan Taylor Thomas as young Simba. I do love James Earl Jones' voice. He does a great job as Mufasa, and you just feel power. Just feel power behind that. And also Jeremy Irons with Scar. Great voice. Rowan Atkin as Zazu. Very good voice for it. And then you had Whoopi Goldberg, Cheech or Chong, whichever one, as one of the hyenas. And Ed. Oh, man. Ed's funny. Ed is just funny, right? So, yeah, like, I think they did a really good job with the voices. The story was really good. You know, the part where Rafiki says, oh, no, where Simba comes to Rafiki and says, hey, my dad, like, how do you know, my dad's dead. He knows that he's Mufasa's boy. And he's like, no, he's alive. I'll show you to him. And so Simba goes and he sees his reflection in a pool. And then Rafiki's like, no, look harder. And he looks harder. And then you see Mufasa coming in and, you know, a powerful voice of James Earl Jones saying, well, you've forgotten me. He's like, No, I haven't. Well, you've forgotten your place. You've forgotten who you are. You've forgotten you are the rightful king. You are the person. And he's like, no, don't leave me. And I found that very interesting because how he got found was because he mentioned something about what his dad said. So he looked up to Mufasa. His dad said, well, look at the stars, you know, when he was younger, and the great kings of the past are in the stars. He tells Pumbaa and Timon there, and they start laughing at a belief that he's had since he was a kid. And then you see the frustration of him. Then Rafiki finds him. He comes over, takes a look, tells him, and then Simba decides to look at the past and to move forward. That's the only way to do it, to confront it, to confront your past. That's the only way to do it. Now, does that mean you confront whoever does it? I don't know. If you got abused or whatever, I don't know. Whatever. Whatever on that one. You may not have to do that. You may feel that way, but make sure you're not emotional when you do that stuff. Because remember, whoever loses the emotion in an argument always loses, okay? And you just don't need to do it that way. Just look, you confront your past, and as you confront your past, I feel like I've been able to confront my past, and I've been able to move on, and I've looked at, okay, look, this is what happened in my past. All right, whatever, I got it. I've confronted it. I'm moving past it, or I admitted whatever happened in the past happened, and I'm moving forward because I want to be a better person. And that's the only way I feel that I've been ever able to do that. So, you know, I think that's a great lesson from Lion King, and I think there's a bunch of other lessons in Lion King that we all can learn from. But that's just one of them that stuck out to me. And I really love the movie. I love the movie, but I couldn't get it to my number one because I just couldn't put it past. I just couldn't do it. So thank you for joining me. Please comment. Please subscribe. Please rate. We would love that. I would love comments so that I can become a better podcast host and a better podcaster. And Jake and Ryan would love to do that. And thank you so much. Have a great day. Remember, help build, don't destroy, and make good choices.